Welcome to The Bond of Friendship. I'm Carrie Jackson, and this is my podcast where I talk about animals. Today's podcast is on English Bulldogs. The English Bulldog of today is a medium-sized dog with a muscular body and a short, wrinkled snout. Some of its great qualities are loyalty, friendliness, and a protective nature towards their owner. Some of the other traits are stubbornness, gregariousness, and a willful nature at times. In looking at the original purpose of this breed, we see them herding livestock and being used for bull baiting. I'm sure some of you are scratching your head because your dog loves to hang out on the couch with you and not go for a very long walk without panting his head off. Well, the dogs of history were bred to be about 100 pounds and to be very aggressive. And you would need that trait if you're going to wrangle a bull by its nose. Thankfully, the barbaric sport of bull baiting was outlawed in 1835 by an act of parliament. More in a moment. Welcome back to the Bond of Friendship. We're talking bulldogs. And thank goodness bull baiting was outlawed in 1835 because it had gone on for hundreds of years. The only thing was people didn't know what to do with this dog after that, though some farmers and butchers still use them for livestock tending. And due to the fact that many people lost interest, the bulldog almost went extinct. Though thank goodness a few immigrants brought them to America and they became popular in the American South, and they bred them down to the smaller size with a kinder temperament. The old English bulldog, which was the larger, more aggressive dog, is now extinct. But the dogs we know today are much loved pets, and they descended from the Asiatic Mastiff and the Pug. At least that's what I've heard. Their popularity is evidenced by the fact that they're mascots for 39 universities. They're the corporate symbol for Mack Trucks. And in 2017, they were the fifth most registered dog in the AKC. And they are lovely dogs. I used to know a lovely one named Sydney, and I dedicate this recording to her. Thank you for listening.